Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So here's the question. I'm gonna literally have to go to the bathroom. Is anybody in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Wow.
Hello, anyone out there?
Okay, I have to go real quick. So we're gonna pass this around. Here's the opening question. Is that our guy? Is that Gandalf? And I'll leave it to Cameron Hansen. Is it Gandalf? Let me know. What do you think?
I think it's kind of got to be. I mean, they had some quotes in there that were a little too on the nose, if you know what I'm saying. That was an accidental pun and play on words of the quote. But yeah, I mean, they kind of all but said it at this point. They kept winking at it. I like it, I guess. It's not one way or the other, bad or good.
David says no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Fight.
I don't think Cord's over the fire.
No, I honestly thought it was just too cliche. I was just not there for it. And, I mean, if this guy's going to live like 5,000 years telling everybody that when in doubt, you follow your nose. I mean, stay true to yourself, but still.
Yeah.
I think Gandalf isn't supposed to appear until the third age, right? As the helper.
Right.
So them bringing him in a little early, I mean, I guess you could be like, hey, Gandalf at his full form was in the third age, but I feel like that's a huge step for them to take in the show to be like, yeah, here's your Astari. Here's Gandalf where he's not supposed to be. Now, Legolas is forgivable.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if this is forgivable.
I feel like also, though, like they kind of miss an opportunity to just play with their own new wizard. That could have been really cool.
I will say the one thing.
I said that to move, and then I didn't do it.
We're all around a fire currently, so we're just passing these cabled mics over a fire.
I mean, I think that it is Gandalf, because there's a lot of, like, the whole fall of the nose and everything. But the one thing that you could use is hope that it's maybe still a blue wizard, is because he is going east. And that's where the blue wizards went.
Who's to say that Gandalf didn't learn all this stuff from somebody else?
There could be blue wizards in the east that he, if this is Gandalf, that he like meets up with, who are already there, potentially.
We said that maybe it's not Gandalf. Maybe Gandalf learned his phrases and sayings from another wizard.
What?
Yeah. That's true. Just wizard wisdom.
You know? Who said this? Who said?
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Annalise said that you don't think it's Gandalf.
Well, no, I said that you could say that the only hope that it could be not Gandalf is that they're going east. I said that if you want to.
Okay,
It's not confirmed, but I do think they're very strongly leading that way.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, I think it's just the whole third age, second age thing. It's just part of the compression, but
I just wanted to be Gandalf. That's all I want. You kept looking over at Cameron, was looking at me. I was just like, that's our guy.
Well, I will say that I feel like, I don't know if it was recorded, but I think on like the first, whether or not this was through text or whatever, whether or not it was through after the first episode when we were talking that night, I remember saying or theorizing that all he needed was a staff to like really hone his powers in. And then I like looked over at Ez when they were like, grab the staff. And I was like, yep, okay. Well, here it goes then. Cause I thought it was going to be like a branch or something, like from a tree or something like that. That was going to be his new staff, or at least an impromptu staff for the time.
Yeah.
But I guess he used another magical being staff, so I guess that works for something. He'll probably have to eventually make his own staff, I guess, once he realizes.
So that staff got, did it not get like...
It got like exploded, yeah.
Yeah, like it's gone. The mystics are gone, right?
Yeah, okay, so did anybody else think when they like went to skeletal form that they kind of looked like the ring wraiths? Like when you're...
Yeah.
And so I wondered if they were supposed to be like trial ring wraiths, like Sauron tried it with them and then it didn't really work or something and then...
Oh yeah, maybe.
To the moth or whatever they turned into, is that a thing?
Wire.
Yeah, go. Yeah, right. That's the kind of thing. I thought just because Gandalf did it, you know, he was
right.
The one to do it.
Yeah.
It's like a Gandalf magic thing. Like maybe that's what it was or something. But I don't know. Yeah.
The Ringwraith stuff. I mean, could that not just be that means that they are of that plane of existence?
Oh, like
they're
the
also magical.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the one in the middle did look like it had a crown, which was really weird. So maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that had something to do with it, but. It could just be also that they have another form that's more ethereal than just a normal person.
Yeah. Did anyone else look back at Lane when that was happening and see what Lane's reaction to the mystics getting exploded? Did anybody see it?
No. Did you see it?
I know people listening to the podcast can't see me right now, but this is what he did. He just went... I don't know what it was. So we'll have to ask him. We'll have to ask him, Mr. Smithers. We'll have to ask him what he thinks about it. But I don't know. I thought that was crazy. I thought here's the saddest part though. Was Sadek.
Oh,
I mean,
Joe was so devastated.
Did you see me, sweetie?
I didn't see a body.
No,
but he like closed his eyes and laid back. Like yeah,
we wait for you. We wait for you. I'm waiting for him right now.
But he went to be with his wife, which was sweet.
I know, which was sweet. Yeah, saw the. He wanted to see the sunrise and everything. But well, like that was on the whole season. That was the first time where I really was like out of my seat. Like what? Like right? I was like freaking out. Yeah, I was just I couldn't believe it because I love him. I love him.
I have something.
So
on
get on here.
Okay. So with the death of Sadek, I thought, if you remember, I was. Talking about the progression of time and how a movie, it's important to be able to trick your audience.
Oh, that was you. It's weird to see things
hi.
You heard. Yeah.
Yes, it's me, David Downing,
I was literally listening to that earlier today.
Actually, Lane, do we have a ruling?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hold on. All right. Yeah, yeah. This is it.
Okay. All right. This is the official passing of the potato. I almost said topedo. That's not even a thing. So 3 years ago? Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah.
The last
it was an age ago.
Long expected party was the last time 2019 was the last time we had the potato cook-off, the now world famous potato cook-off. World famous because Mel B was here and she's from Australia, so technically it makes it a world event. So this young man, this ginger, came in off the night breeze, wandered up and said, "Hey guys," and we were like, "Who is this guy? Where'd he come from? Who is he?" He was the stranger. We were looking up, even then, we were predicting the show stuff. We were looking up for meteors. He walked in and stole the show with his, it was like a potato, mushroom, and there was rosemary in that one as well, wasn't there? You don't even know. You don't even remember your legacy. Wow. So this is part of part of the swagger that David brings as well. He makes championship winning potato dishes and then just throws it into the trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So he did take he didn't take it. He's just retaining the golden potato. It's in his hand right now. He's kept this rock for three. No, I'm sorry. Real potato, right? Real potato.
This is a real potato.
It's a real potato. For 3 years. It's incorruptible. I think this Celebrimbor, it was his first attempt at making something eternal. But yeah, he knocked it out of the park today. He brought this dish that, he saw. I didn't know you could make a Numenorean ship like with a higher carb content, but he did. He crafted these potatoes that were functional, they were eatable, but they were also decorative in the guise of these Numenorean ships with Jell-O. And we thought that you thought this is the first time you had made Jell-O before. Crystal quickly told us. Yeah. You've attempted it before, and it didn't go very well.
The Jell-O wasn't part of the dish, you know. So.
Yeah, okay.
The Jell-O was there for the unless you tried
just
it
for
with the
looks.
Jell-O
I didn't. I know.
It.
I said I was going to do that, and I haven't done that yet. Before. There is there was Jell-O, a Jell-O ocean. There were some Swedish fish, and I noticed a couple snake monsters like coming up to the sea monster, the Kraken, right, coming up to get one of the ships. But the sails were there and everything. It was beautiful. So I tasted it. I had to leave and talk to Ez. And I was like, dude, we're in trouble, man. I was like, this guy really knows his way around a potato. So he will retain the... Are you eating another one? Oh, my gosh. What? Cold. Taste it cold and tell us what you think.
Okay. That is amazing. I've already had it once, so I had it twice and a third time now.
So I'm going to say something controversial. The first bite didn't blow me away. True. But I wanted another. It was enough to go, I want a second bite. And then I wanted a third bite. And then by the fourth bite, I'm like, dang, I don't want to stop. It was like a texture thing, too, because... It's like a mashed potato mixture with rosemary and mushroom, right?
And bacon.
There was bacon in there too.
Bacon
and cheese.
And cheese.
All in this. It's kind of like a twice baked potato, essentially, is what it felt like. And then the skin was there, and it was super crunchy and crusty. I mean, I could have eaten those all day.
It was that bite. I knew was not going to be good because to make those, you have to preserve the skin. You have to leave part of the potato there.
Okay.
So you just. Your first bite was like raw
Yeah,
potato.
It was very,
just
yeah.
unsalted, raw baked potato.
It was a rough front door.
It was a rough front door, but I'm glad you gave it a second bite.
Okay, so it's, not, so it's subjective taste.
Yes.
But to me, I guess the big thing is like it was delicious and you've done it. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
You'll
Thank
be holding
you.
On to that until the next time we have a least expected party or
Absolutely.
A long expected party.
Well,
no, now, Kurt Jones, I can't even say he was a runner-up, though, honestly. I know, this is terrible. So Sarah, I mean, really the champion of my heart is my wife. She and she made her French fries, which not many people even got to have.
They were so
good. You got the last end of it, or the tail end of the French fries, I think. Annalise, did you get? Did you? Okay. So they when they're fresh, though, oh my gosh, guys, they're a different level. So she made some of those, and that's kind of an unofficial one. Lottie also had sweet potatoes
that's
in the salad. And were there potatoes? There was potatoes in the chili, too, right? Yeah, so those were also, I mean, so I think really...
So can we take third place or what?
Yeah, I think
I want third. I mean, third or nothing, baby.
Kurt Jones walked in with a bag of potato chips from a gas. Was it a gas station potato chips? UDF. He got on the way up.
No.
So I'm going to give that most unique. I think we need to find some kind of trophy for him for most unique. But we'll get that together.
How about that? Rob?
But like that one right there.
How about that one?
But like. Head to head, I don't know who would win because I've seen this guy bring his A game.
I mean,
okay,
it was good.
I think he came into 2019 thinking I don't have to try.
That's true.
Because 2018, we it was a 3-way tie. We really honestly couldn't decide. Am I boring you? Is something?
No. I thought I saw the moon. It was just the street light.
Wow, we're at the moon. I don't even know. Okay, so anyway, I thought I'm done talking. My tongue numb.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It is yet another honor to continue to retain.
You're welcome.
The potato.
We need to keep hearing thoughts about the show. Have ever?
Oh, I'll get back to that. Yes.
And then who else was chiming in?
Everyone
kind of had it.
Annalise had. Yes, she had a mic. Yes, because I want to hear.
Okay, that. So. Boom. Back to the progression of time, right? So in the show, we have seen good progressions of time, and I'd say bad progressions of time. So,
I agree. I think the pacing's kind of wonky at points.
It is. So here is our favorite Harfoot sitting on the rock. He just gave a nice speech, and he goes, I just want to see the sunrise. Bang, sun's there. And I'm like, no. I know. It was such
like,
a weird.
Is this like in Hocus Pocus where they use the headlights to make the fake sunrise? Like,
yeah.
It was very suddenly morning.
Yeah, it was just there. And honestly,
We needed a Black Panther ending.
Yeah. I mean, even just a cut to a sunrise would have been fine. That shows a progression of time in a storytelling, right? I felt cheated. I really did. I felt like they could have done a much better job. But, like, if you did cut, it would kind of ruin the moment, right? You change the scenery. You could probably retain some of the emotion. But it just didn't do it for me.
They could have shown, like, some red on his face, though. Or I agree. They could have taken an extra even, like, 30 seconds.
Right.
And
exactly.
It would have given it more gravitas.
Maybe a little bit.
Like, silhouette shot from behind of, like, watching the sun come up.
That would have been
That's
great.
That's what I honestly was, like, waiting to see.
Yeah.
This felt but more like theater because it has to happen like fast in theater.
Yes, like
and
theater,
then
yes.
They go behind them and the way they sit like super straight and watching. It felt like theater to me.
Well, and another great use of it was the Numenoreans on their way back. So we were given snippets of Numenor. Here's what's happening in Numenor today in Numenor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good morning, Numenor. And then there's cuts in the boat ride.
Yeah.
That shows a progression of time. It does not take 25 seconds to sail to Numenor. It takes a day, a week. Yeah. I mean, more than a day, probably. Yeah. A couple weeks, maybe. And they're there, but they do a nice job deceiving you so that you follow the story. They keep your attention. And that cut was good. I felt happy with that.
And I thought they used some nice foreshadowing, because that's honestly, I think, my main complaint about the series has been the lack of foreshadowing. And it sometimes felt like they were like, we're going to make a mystery by just having no clues at all. Yeah. And like a good mystery, you can't tell the first time, the second watch, you're like, oh, there's that and there's that. But I thought they did some good foreshadowing, because they mentioned, they're like, this is what's going to happen when the king dies. There's going to be black flags. And so then Elendil, and they show his face, and his face falls, and you're like, it's the black flags. And so then, like that with Miro can't see the black flags. And I thought that was a really nice reveal and like show.
Yeah. Yeah. Curtis, here he comes. Here he comes.
Yep. I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's a lot to process. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a lot wrapped up there, and there was also a lot opened up. Interesting that we didn't see anything with Adar. We didn't see anything with Bronwyn or Ondir. We have no idea what's up with Theo and the whole camp they left back there. So, on the whole, the more I think about it, I really liked this episode. I think they did a good job of. I think they saved the season.
You think they saved it?
I think they saved the season. 4 and 5 were tough.
Yeah.
7 was eh. But this one, I thought what they did with the Sauron reveal up front, I thought I had it. I thought it was a stranger.
I know.
I was pumped. I was jumping out of my seat because I thought I was right.
I
don't mind that it's not. For a long time, I didn't want the stranger to be Gandalf, but now that it is, I'm...
Yeah.
Here's where I'm at with the show. I'm going to treat the show like The Hobbit.
Yeah.
I'm going to appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
Stop comparing it to other... things, you know, I can't compare it to the trilogy. I can't compare it to the books, really.
No, yep.
So I'll just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
But I thought it was a good episode. There was a lot of good in it. The pacing was a lot better, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in the second half, it really picked up.
Yeah, second half was great,
my attention. Yeah, I didn't want it to end.
Right, right. Well, yeah, so I mean, So it saved it, huh? That's
for me.
For you, yeah. I'll
come back for season 2.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Because I'm kind of wondering. We'll probably at some point get Lane's thoughts on this, whether he what he felt about it. Because for me, I was blown away. I liked it. I really did. The last couple episodes, I'm with everybody else. I was kind of, you know, I don't know. I'm listening to Lane. I'm listening to different people talk about the lore and different things. And then hearing you say, yeah, you got to just take it for what it is. And just separate it and say, hey, this is just Showverse, right? This is Showverse Tolkien or whatever. This is a TV show. So that's helpful, I think. But I mean, I didn't want to say I wanted him to be Gandalf. I mean, I always want more Gandalf. I'm like, right. I'm always down for it. I never wanted to say this whole time, I really hope that is. Because I'm like setting myself, what if it's not? The whole time you're sort of like, I don't know. And then I know it goes totally counter to like the lore and stuff or whatever, you know.
I mean, that's what it is. Just, old fogies like us, we're like, he doesn't belong there. He's not supposed to be there yet. So it can't be him.
Can't be
but
him.
But you know what?
Yeah. But in like, you know, though, that's funny because when you're out and you're imagining, like if you read the books and then you wanted to think about when Gandalf first came, you have no idea when the second age or the third age is. You're just a kid running around thinking about what this would be like. I can imagine Gandalf fighting all sorts of people and stuff. So it's really just in your mind. It's their story now. It's just sort of a, he's there. I mean, he never said it was Gandalf, but it's Gandalf, right?
Follow your nose.
Like follow your nose. Okay.
They can't pull it twice with you making you think it's Sauron and then making you think it's Gandalf. But surprise, there's a Sauron.
Surprise, it's a blue wizard or something. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right.
Hey, here's the exciting thing. We actually have rings now.
Yeah, I know. Finally. The three rings.
I thought that was a really cool series, by the way.
Yeah.
Whole Rube Goldberg machine of how they get the molten lava down and in the thing. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that
but,
was neat.
Yeah, that was forming of. I'm about to catch on fire.
Is that what
please don't.
Forming
please
of the rings
like,
is really
were
cool.
Almost done or something? Did they mean like they were almost done with their machine to make the rings? Like, didn't they say like right before the confrontation with Galadriel and Sauron that they were like almost there?
I thought
that they were like almost done. because they were going to make two rings. I thought maybe they were like almost done with two of them. But and then I was like, they haven't even started yet.
You're
so
right. Maybe it was like making the mold. Yeah, and the yeah furnace, I think it was.
I think it was all the setup work they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he even asked, like, are we going to proceed?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, what should we do?
Are we going to do it or not?
Well, if yeah. they had the knife, they didn't have the ore for it, so they couldn't have made them without Galadriel because they didn't. They had to melt down her knife to do it. So like.
So they were making their contraptions. Yeah. What they were doing.
Her reasoning for there needing to be three, is that from any writing? I wasn't familiar with that, but I thought it was really clever.
Well, I don't want to interrupt him, but I mean, what Lane always says, the power of three, baby. Yeah. That's all it was.
Like it definitely directly stems from the conversation that she just had with Sauron, Halbrand, whatever you want to call him, about him wanting her to rule with him. Like, she was like, the two are gonna not. It's not it. Like, she's like, we need a third. After having that confrontation,
Tempt. Yeah, Tempt. King and queen can't be doing that. We need to have. We got to divide these powers.
Which was interesting. Yeah. Like very heavily pulled from her other temptation with the ring. Like it was like they were almost paraphrasing what she says. It's like you would have a queen, like great and terrible. Uh-huh. Like it was almost the exact.
Stronger
same.
Than the foundations of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Switching gears a little bit, so because I'm looking up here, we have actually in the background, we have Gandalf fighting. Wow, the wizards are going at it.
Sauron.
So, because the Palantir, I'm just thinking, what's her name? I can't even remember the girl's name.
Ayarian?
Is that how you say it? Yeah.
I think so.
She ran upstairs and looked in the looked in the Seeing Stone.
Yeah,
right?
I was thinking that too. They didn't
show
what it was.
I didn't even know. We didn't get to see any of it.
She totally touched it.
But I don't know what happened or what where things went. Touching things. They were touching stones.
Yeah,
touching
did
it.
You, yeah. Did you? Do you have that's you ever touched see, any
I,
stones?
I've touched my fair share of stones.
Okay, all right.
Oh, dear.
The Lord.
I feel like Ayarian is going to be evil. I have like strong, like she's going to turn the evil Numenorean side. And so then it'll be like her paired against her dad and her brother. And they're like the faithful, and she's off with Farazan's son being evil.
Yeah,
I wonder what her character was for, because she disappeared like several episodes ago. Like once they left Numenor, she was not shown again. And I was like, cool, they were just a random chick. Like,
Well, but I appreciate that, because they kept flitting between so many storylines. I'm glad they sort of pared it down. And they're like, I'm like, I don't need to know what Ayarian's doing right now. Mm-hmm. I need more than 10 minutes with each character.
Bring her back, or if she was just done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because isn't there that part where she's like, oh gosh, she is against, she's working with Kemen or whatever his name is, Farazan's, son. And they don't really see, she seems to be kind of against this whole going to Middle Earth and against the ways of the faithful or whatever. So I don't know. I wonder what she saw in the Seeing Stone. Any thoughts, Mike, as to what she, did she go up and look at the Seeing Stone? Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Also, Mike Charles, by the way, just thoughts in general. What do you think of the episode, since you're here?
It was a good episode.
Okay.
It was a good episode. As far as what she saw in the Palantir, I have no idea.
You think she actually looked at it?
Actually, she may have seen the future of what happens to Numenor.
What? That's the stone. That's what everyone else sees in it, right? So.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe she would see it and say...
Maybe she thinks that the elves cause it. Maybe that's how she becomes evil. Is she like, I'm really leaning into this Ayarian turns evil theory.
Yeah.
That she like sees the fall and she's like, oh, it's because of the elves instead of because we turned against the elves.
Yeah, because they've already agreed that they're going to, like, Muriel is like, we're going to go up, we're going to come back. We sort of made this promise. Galadriel's thinking that's going to happen. But now the old king has died. Farazan's probably going to take power or something.
Well,
or maybe
they set
she
that up a little
becomes...
bit when they said he was her cousin. So he is, like, in line with the throne. So I feel like they're going to be, he's going to be like, she's blind. She can't lead.
Yeah, true.
Clearly I need to take over.
Here, by the way.
Farazan?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does, right?
Yep. Yeah, okay, cool. So I just thought it was crazy that we saw her run in there, and I thought for a second it was a little bit weird that, like, she's drawing, she's just doodling the king while he's laying there, and this is going to be his death portrait, and it was kind of like...
it didn't look like him. It just looked like he had his eyes open and is younger a little bit, and I was wondering.
Right. Does it mean, like, zhuzh it up a little bit?
Well, because I think...
it shouldn't look like this.
No, I'm not.
His monument should maybe be a little not, like, sick and dying.
Yeah. But yeah, it was crazy to be back in Numenor and just kind of going through there.
Oh, because he's stuck in Middle Earth now.
Yeah, how are we going to get them back together?
His horse.
His horse is going to swim across the ocean.
The horse ran away to go find him.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I think he must join with the Southlanders in their town or whatever. Because, yeah, he can't go back to Numenor without a ship. Yeah.
Right.
They'll be back over.
So is Isildur going back to Numenor?
Well, no, I think he's going to go to where like Arondir and Bronwyn are once the horse saves him from the burning house.
Right. So, but you say what was the question? Like,
no,
where?
The question was, how are they going to reunite?
Oh, how are they going to reunite? Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, because at some point, I mean, they're supposed to be going back to fight, you know, over there and help those.
Yeah, right. He's got to go back, doesn't he?
So that's what I think. That's what I think she saw in the Palantir. Is the future, and they're all going to hightail it back to Middle Earth.
Also, his daughter sees that, and then that's sort of maybe she's against her father going or something, because she seems to be like not in favor of this whole faithful.
What if she sees his death? And so then, like, she sees him like dying, and so that's why she starts to say he shouldn't go.
Yeah, and doesn't want to see that. Yeah, go forward. Yeah, that would be wild. Yeah, because season two is going to be. I mean. Because now we can start talking about season two. We've seen, I mean, not that we're still reviewing this this last episode, but it's crazy to think about, where that's all going to go. I don't know. Because he's going to go stand. I mean, Gandalf is going to go stand in Rune or wherever, right? Yeah. And look up and see the stars. Or he's going to some mystical thing or whatever.
I'm not sure what he hopes to accomplish
there. What's the point?
What he's supposed to do?
Maybe there's like some kind of school of Istari study there. I don't know.
Yeah, he's gonna have to stop like Sauron from there and gather other wizards. Exactly.
It's like the Istari gathering point.
Because there's four others out there.
Maybe that's where they're all supposed to go.
So that's the question: are we gonna see all of the other wizards? I mean, if they're gonna show one at this point,
I think that would be awesome.
It's like there ain't no way. Yeah, you still may have one. Okay. So Mike wasn't up around the fire when we asked this question earlier. Do you actually think that was Gandalf, or do you think it's another wizard?
I don't want it to be Gandalf, but I think it's pretty heavily implied that it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think it's... I want it to be Gandalf. Sorry, but... it could still be a blue. Bill Joe? It could be a blue. It could be a purple.
I don't know.
It's their year. It's their verse.
Here's the thing. I mean, I would love for like season two them to take like a radical shift to be like, just kidding. It's Radagast. But I said it from episode one. Do you remember?
Yes.
The three of us, Mike, you and I.
Yeah.
I was like, this is. Gandalf. That was my parting words.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me, Bill Joe, where's Saruman? Where is the old Saruman himself? Where is Saruman? I mean, if Gandalf is here.
Oh, that's a good point because Gandalf arrived last.
Yeah. Are they out there? Are the other wizards out there? Or is he going there to find his friend? Are they friends? Is he going to be? I think they're going to show all the wizards now.
Here's going to be the
seasons,
play.
Five wizards.
They will show Saruman. And they will show Radagast, be like, we're going to keep the secret of the two blue wizards a secret and reference them, but we're not really ever going to see them.
Wow. Like, that actually could be because I don't know what they are actually allowed to do or whatever. That was the big thing.
Here's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I know last episode, or not last, but your episode 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had talked about what the creators said that they did have the rights to.
Yes.
I have a theory that they don't have full rights to the Silmarillion and some of the other works. I bet that they were given special, like, exceptions to some of the things in there for the sake of storytelling
and
including things just to tie the pieces together.
Yeah.
The appendices definitely have a decent amount. Don't get me wrong, but I bet that the Tolkien estate was at least willing to throw them a couple bones. Like, I compare it to Sony has rights to Spider-Man, but allows Marvel Studios to include certain
characters.
They're
shaking hands, exchanging some money.
Chapter 3, paragraph 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
So I wouldn't doubt, because The Cimmerils are referenced in when Celebrimbor is first talking about it in, I don't know, is that four or five?
Yeah.
So it's like, because I don't know, I don't think the Cimmerils are referenced in the appendices.
Yeah. And then they also said that they had, so they've been talking about all the different songs too that are in the, all those different songs throughout the series, through the trilogy that they're finding lore there. So that's sort of why they're allowed to kind of do some of this. And then I don't even know, like when Gandalf says little things, like he talks about Radagast at one point, one little line, and he says something about, does he ever mention the two blue wizards in The Hobbit already, or like
I don't think
anywhere
so.
Else? Does he? In Two Blues, right? And that's in the movie. I don't know if it does anywhere, but so because they have the rights to the
it's in The Hobbit.
Okay, I'm just trying to think though, like I don't know, like in terms of what they have rights to, if that's it's interesting just to look and see, because they've said they don't have rights to the other stuff, but like you're saying, they probably do have these little agreements or like
that's kind of what I'm guessing.
They're mentioning Morgoth for crying out loud. They're talking about like. I don't know. It just feels like there's more going on than we know. So,
but I will bite my tongue in that I was 100% Halbrand Witch King.
Yeah.
And I even brought my Witch King of Angmar action figure for this unboxing reveal of that's Halbrand. And I henceforth admit I was wrong.
Oh.
So what are we doing? Are we doing Halron or
Salbrand?
Salbrand sounds like some kind of like medicine.
Salbrand medicine.
Talk to your doctor of Salbrand.
Yeah. We're all going to be drinking a heavy dose of Salbrand. Yeah. We're just getting a few general thoughts around the fire here, hanging out. Just literally, I mean, honestly, just finished watching it. And,
Hondo.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Other big things that happened in this episode that we haven't mentioned. What's another thing? Yeah, I'm trying to think. No, hey, come on, Bill Joe.
I don't want to steal the time. I don't want to be the
chief
talker.
We've been talking over here for hey, come on.
God, the raw emotions. So, Annalise and I were talking. This series is the very first look at what a nuclear family looks like.
Like extended, more than just a second.
Yeah, in like the Peter Jackson films, you've got parents and their adult children.
Mm-hmm.
This you have... stepchildren, because I'm fairly certain Marigold
they
is
mentioned it.
His wife died. Stepchildren. You've got children.
Yeah.
You've got a much bigger picture. Expanse or like portrayal of families.
Yeah.
Rather, and so to see in this episode the just raw emotion of like a father. Basically being like, okay, Nori, you're old enough to go out and do your own thing. man. And even just like giving their blessing to be like, this is hard for us.
Yeah.
But like, we trust, we like send you out with our blessing.
Yeah.
To go be with a stranger.
Yeah.
Gandalf.
Yeah.
To go and do this. Like,
right.
Even just to, like, you take aside whatever the source material may be, whatever, just to be, like, from a storytelling aspect of, like, God, how much that probably resonates with parents.
Yeah.
Of being...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should, too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, man, I'm going to relinquish what I want for your life and let you go and do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. You know, there are actually, when you forget about all the ties to, like, the text, and you just try to think about, okay, is there good storytelling? Are there good themes and different things going on? And what are they trying to go for or whatever? We talked about, like, a couple times. They definitely went for the TV show, sort of like the talk and the chatter in terms of, like who is who. For a long time, you know, which is fine. But underneath all of that, and when you go back on a rewatch, you'll find more of those things about healing, light and dark and power and all those different, you know, elements are there for hype, for fantasy. So, yeah, which is good, which is good. That's a good one. Yeah. Just to think about the Harfoots from the get go have been, I think, great. I've just loved the Harfoots. Yeah. And all their energy and stuff. Yeah. So
I'm a little sad that we didn't get to see the dwarfs, but I also feel like we had talked about this, like that it would be too much all in one episode to try to focus on everybody.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've left people in pretty weird spots. Like, D4 is just kind of, deprinced or something, you know, like they've taken his... This thing, I mean, is that just sort of a fight? It's a squabble, and then we're moving on?
I think there's going to be a time jump in season two, and D3 is going to be, like, dying. Because I think it's, like, we're definitely going to see D4 become king, I think, maybe in season two. And so I think when we jump forward, it'll have been, like, I don't know, but also, 10 like, years or something.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Maybe season two kicks off with something crazy. Like Balrog goes nuts and it caves in.
Yeah.
But they have to mine the mithril first. So we have to get D4 has to be able to mine the mithril.
So here's the thing. You also can't waste as big of an actor for D3 as Peter...
Mullins.
Yeah, Mullins, Peter Mullins. Yeah. Of like... He's like not like a huge name, but recognizable enough in the UK. Like... I loved him in Westworld, amongst other things. Like, he's a recognizable enough name to be like, you're in a couple episodes in season one.
Yeah.
Like, I look forward to seeing more of him in future seasons. But, yeah, I bet that season two will very much be him fading out in power and D4 coming into.
Which this is kind of to go back to episode 7 a little bit, but I've had really strong Lady Macbeth vibes when Deesa was giving her whole speech, like, no, you're going to be king, we're going to have power. Like, it reminded me a lot of Lady Macbeth, and it's interesting to see that, and like in Macbeth in the beginning, they're not really evil either. They're just like a regular couple,
and then
the witch is like, tempt them into trying to take power. So I think it's interesting if we see a Macbeth-like story arc as they turn from these really good people to being completely... turned by their own greed into doing things.
Because we love them right now.
I know, and so it'll be awful if they...
I would hate to see something like that. But those vibes are definitely there, big time. So, wow, that is wild. Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like, we were definitely going to see him, you know, show... Oh, incoming. My gosh, we have Courtney and Lane, little photo op. Shout out, name game t-shirt, you little. Check out the Instagram. My gosh. Cameron, did we get, you got a healthy amount of, you got any other thoughts before we shut her down here in terms of the show or anything? Anything that just you want to, you know, pop
I don't
off
know.
About?
I guess I don't know what's been said since, so.
neither do I. So, we're all over.
No, Lane and I were over there talking while you guys were talking.
Yeah, what were you
basically
telling?
General thoughts were...
what'd he say? Tell me what he said.
We were sad that
he's not going to come on the podcast tonight. So.
Yeah, that's true. We were sad that they left a seal door just like hanging underneath that building, basically.
Yeah.
Like they did. We just never got back to them.
Yep.
So that was kind of disappointing that like they just like acted like that was a cliffhanger to be settled another day when we all kind of know what happens to them. So that was a little weird.
Yeah.
And we felt like Elendil was done a little dirty in this season.
Just
like,
did he have
any thought? Being an old Debbie Doubter, I guess you would call it that. Just the entire time. But
Did he have any thoughts on Gil-galad
No, we didn't talk about that.
Okay, because over the course of this, he's been real upset about just Gil-Galad and how he's been portrayed and characterized, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair because he's one of my least favorite characters. I mean, he's just kind of a guy.
He's
you know?
Sort of like, yeah, Elrond, do whatever, man. Or don't do it, but do it. Don't do it, whatever.
He seems
like,
kingly in the way that he's a jerk, but he doesn't seem kingly in any other positive attributes, yeah. If I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, he's just kind of a rude dude.
And then Elrond's, like, turning his words back on him, yeah. You know, there. So you're kind of like, all
Elrond's
right, well.
The dad in the situation yeah. of this whole thing.
So I kind of get his gripe in terms of, like, not liking...
Hopefully he has a redemption arc later on.
Yeah,
I think a lot... They have a lot of chance to... Like, they haven't... I'm assuming they haven't written the next couple seasons... So if they see all the gripes about certain characters, maybe they have the opportunity to write in a little redemption arc.
Yeah, yeah.
Make them a little better or more true to the book versions or whatever.
But. Right. Yeah. So, all right, Gil-Galad, what else did you get? I heard you talking about Harfoots. We wait for you. I heard the laughs.
We were sad about...
Were you chuckling about Sadek?
We were sad about Sadek.
How dare you? Okay.
What else were we talking about that, though?
Because Nori's on it.
He said that he liked the... part with Nori and Marigold.
Okay.
He said that that got him a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll admit it, though.
That was pretty good. I mean, so I'll say this. The bit with the stranger,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. People can argue with me. It's fine. It's the best part.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean it's just cool. Like, I know I love wizards and that's a whole thing. It legitimately, when he started talking... And he was just talking about, like, in like full sentences and was talking about adventure, right? And how they need to be shared and whatever. And I'm like, oh, let's go.
Question.
We're going on an adventure.
From the very beginning, I've told David, they've been kind of my favorite from the very beginning, simply because I feel like the Harfoots and their culture is the best developed. Mm-hmm. Over the season, they kind of developed the characters a lot more. But at the beginning, like, you didn't know anything about who these new characters were, what they wanted, where they came from. Like, they developed Galadriel a little bit, but, like, I didn't think she was very likable at the beginning. She definitely grew throughout the season. But, like, the Harfoots, it was like, you knew what they wanted. You knew what they were all about. The bit with the stranger and Nori was just great. Like, I think it's been the best developed throughout the whole season.
My only gripe with the Harfoots is that they were very flip-floppy on weather. The stranger was good or bad, and you're kicked out, or you're staying in.
Just the nature of their
game. Come on,
they were a little flip floppy on that one. But other than that, those were my favorite scenes were with them.
To welcoming new things.
Yeah,
I think that they're just 100% the good of the many outweighs the good of the few, and so everything mm-hmm. they do is about the good of the community
the
as
tradition.
A whole. Even if that doesn't necessarily protect an individual, they're a very like communal society. And so that's why they're like, oh, well, we don't really like, yes, we kind of care about the stranger, but mostly we care about our community. So we'll do whatever's best to protect the community, even if that means excluding one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, you know, if you're he's called the stranger. You know, like limbs are dropping, stuff's happening. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I this whole episode, when he's talking, I thought he was, what's his name? Daniel Wayman, right? He's the actor who plays him. Yeah. I thought he was killing it. Killing it.
I was going to say question. I went to the bathroom
all of a
and
sudden
came back.
He talked in full, like.
That's what the mystics
were
explaining.
Yeah, the mystics did something. Oh.
Yeah.
His confusion was getting cleared up.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I miss things all the time.
So
that's why I have you.
Said to the staff, show him.
Show him, yeah.
Or
and they kind of. Yeah.
Like that.
Yes.
And then she started Saruman-ing him around with a stick and then
yeah.
and fire. And yeah. I think a lot of that was clearing up the brain fog, so to speak.
Yeah.
They were trying to show him that he was Sauron and then it backfired because they showed him that he wasn't Sauron at all.
I'm holding a Witch King of Angmar action figure.
Because Halbrand? You messed up tonight.
I did mess up.
You messed up.
It wasn't Halbrand. I thought it was, but it's not.
I totally did not think, like, the whole time I was like, they're not going to do it.
No.
It's just like, I was like, they're not going to do Halbrand. And they did. And I was like, wow. Okay.
That back and forth exchange between him and Galadriel, where they closed up on their face. I was like, whoa.
Well, he kept changing forms, and it was so good. Yeah.
This is one of those, and Lane will listen to this later. I'm going to say this to Lane right here on the microphone. Lane, did you know that Sauron cupped Galadriel's chin and said, we could be together, right? You and me. No, you didn't know that, Lane. You had no idea. Sorry. He's on the phone. It's crazy, though. It's wild to see them, like, you know, talking, and that close. That's why I was like, no.
Love interest going on there. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I was getting a little hot and, you know. Yeah, no, glad you cannot kiss Sara. Or I thought she was going to fall for a second. For a second, I was going to be real mad, but she didn't. But still,
did she
like,
quote what she says later on to Frodo? And or did he?
It's
who
close.
Said that?
Didn't you say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a paraphrase, yeah, so, which is cool, but.
Did anybody else think it was really funny when she was, like, real close to Elrond that it was, like, Twilight vibes with the whole thing with Jacob is actually in love with her daughter, and so it was, like, if Elrond's supposed to marry her daughter, gosh. And they're
Yeah, that was wild, so there was, there we go, passing it around, we're standing around the fire trying not to burn the microphones, but yeah, that was wild that they, actually there was a couple, I thought there was another line that sounded very Twilight-ish. I'll have to go back and think of what it was. It was super abrupt. Yeah, I know, because I've seen Twilight multiple times. Okay.
Shame?
Why? Shame. Seriously?
Is there going to be a Twilight podcast coming up?
No. Wow. Woo, oh boy. Don't tempt me, Frodo. That was pretty neat. Anything else? I'm thinking other major things. Sweetie, you got anything?
I'm just...
Did you like it?
So for me, I told Lane earlier, for me, first half was nay, second half was yay. So the second half really got me excited for season two. Like, I don't know, it feels like that now we are where we're supposed to be, you know, with all the rings and characters in place, kind of. And I don't know, it felt not, now looking back, a lot of it felt like this whole season is just about figuring out who Sauron is. It's not true. That's not true. But it feels like right now, yeah. I'm just excited to hear everybody else's thoughts about it because you're all so knowledgeable about.
We know
nothing. I'm one of the new.
We are blind men.
I'm a total newbie about all the lore, so I can't make those connections.
Yeah,
but I think the show is actually made. I don't know. I feel like we're a good audience because we are not expect like the newbies are not expecting all these things to happen or don't have a problem with Galadriel didn't exist or she should be married and have a daughter or something or kid.
That's why I think that the stranger is Gandalf because they were like, let's throw in a recognizable name like
and
everybody
lines.
Knows Gandalf. Let's
right.
go for it. You know,
yes.
They're just throwing it in there for like the people that they just want to rope in because they kind of know Lord of the Rings. Like
yeah. Yeah, you want that factor in there that you can kind of say, oh, okay, I've heard that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Seen that before.
I will have to say, end of season one and end of Fellowship of the Ring are super similar. We have going off into the mountains, staring at Mount Doom, and we had Frodo and Sam climbing up that hill, staring at Mount Doom.
Dang.
So, like, I mean, that's if you want, like, shot tributes. To the Lord of the Rings. That has to be one. Yeah. Mm-hmm, there have been a lot of them, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, Curtis, was it you that was saying that there wasn't enough close-ups in this? Someone had said that. Or I had read it somewhere. My Facebook feed is, like, entirely Rings
it's
of Power.
Just,
it's it.
Yeah, yeah. Things have all muddled together from what people said during the, because we're doing the holiday different things. And then what I read on my feed, in my Twitter feed, it's just Rings of Power, everything. I'm like,
it's
wow.
Everything. Yeah.
Which is great. So, but it's also an overload.
Yeah, it is a lot. But I think that, I mean, they're trying to keep it familiar for the oldies. Mm-hmm. They're trying to create a new story for the people that know, and they're trying to take people that have absolutely no idea about the show and take them on a journey,
right?
Inspire them to watch The Lord of the Rings. You know, they're like, whoa, Sauron, they made these rings. Like, they made more movies about this, didn't they? You know, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
I read this really sad statistic about the amount of kids that know about The Lord of the Rings in middle school nowadays. And it's like 1 in 10 now.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
It's
so
low.
Those books,
They have no idea. They didn't even watch the movies.
Yeah. There's an older English teacher that I work with. And way back when he started, he remembers a middle school teacher is bringing up The Hobbit. And they would actually teach it. And they would use it as, a book that you could use in school. Mm-hmm. It's just in the library now. No one uses it anymore. They don't really teach from it. Like, your standard books that you teach in 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, which is a little bit older than your Hobbit. But they don't use, the Fellowship or anything. They don't. There are some teachers out there who just because they are diehards, they're like, I'm doing it and I'm good at it. I don't care. We're going to do
it.
So, but yeah, people, they're not, the kids aren't as exposed to it. They don't know.
Right.
So.
And it's not like the Hobbits, like Uncle Tom's Cabin or, you know, something mm-hmm. kind of racially insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Or Frankenstein, you know, where the kid is going to cry and then the parents are going to get upset, mm-hmm. you know, or, I mean, they're going to get the wrong, it's going to be taken the wrong way. It's The Hobbit.
Well,
it's one
that's,
of the, you know.
That is amazing to me that, like, we don't teach it more because you wouldn't believe how many letters we get from parents coming in going, what's this book? Like, they just hear about it at home and our English teachers are, like, defending it and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, just. Yeah, bring us, like, the Fellowship of the Ring. Like, let's go. We have so much to learn from that. I mean, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's do the trilogy.
I mean.
I know what you mean. Like, yeah, it's.
It's one of the best storytelling books that are out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's worth being studied.
Yeah.
And people pull stuff from it all the time.
Right.
You know, they read and reread. I mean, the guy wrote four languages, maybe four.
Yeah.
You know? Plus some.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Little
like
bits
of. Conlangs. Like, he sort of invented the game for constructed languages.
Yeah.
Like, anything like Game of Thrones, like, all like Klingon, all the Conlangs afterwards are based on Tolkien.
Because
he wrote the book.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was
the
map.
He was
the
map.
People to, and was crazy. And it's crazy, too, because, well, the inspiration for these people should be to go, okay, what's the Lord of the Rings? Oh, there's a Hobbit. Where did the ring come from? You know, they start reading all of these different materials, and then they start going, okay, who was Tolkien? You know, and then they find out he was a kid in the trenches of World War I, surrounded by death, you know, writing these languages.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they start to go, oh, wow, like, that was really dark, you know?
Yeah.
Which is just, it's information that I think that all people should know just a little bit about.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
real quick, just because you mentioned that he wrote the stories about death, right? He talks about death being the reason that he got into all of that. And this is, this whole show, we've mentioned, I mean, death was the starter for it, right? They didn't have a name for death,
right?
And they didn't. Then now they have many names for it or whatever. And then her whole arc and touching the darkness and all those different things. And so, I mean, super Tolkien, kind of. I mean, in that regard.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. Actually, so since Lottie does this little show on Sundays, it's what is it? It's the watch party, Lord of the Rings, or Lord of the Rings watch party. I always mix up the, you know, which the order there. But they always come up with one word. They try to figure out one word to, like, define the episode, which is super hard. So I'm going to give you guys just a little bit of time, and then you don't have to do this right now. This was actually to kind of, like, stimulate to some different words, because I thought it'd be kind of fun. So, you know, any thoughts on maybe, like, one word to, like, conjure up the whole episode? That's a tough one. Any thoughts, Annalise, by chance?
So the first thing that comes to my mind is beginning, because I've been getting this feeling that season one is almost like a prologue. And like, that's what you were saying before, Lottie, that like they've kind of just been trying to set some stuff up, and that the story really, sorry, my husband is shouting. the story really begins at the end of the season, which is kind of a bummer for all of us watching. We're like, okay, now I guess the story is going to start, and we have to wait a whole nother year for
the
action to really get rolling. But they were kind of just setting up the worlds and setting up who Sauron is and all of this, and now it's going to really start to kick off in the war and everything else, now that we know who they are and why we should care, basically.
I don't even know if we need to go around the horn anymore on that. I'm just kidding.
Say, what's the word for, like, long anticipated, because it's like kind of everything was wrapped up that we were waiting for, that leaves you with like this, it's here finally kind of feeling. So it could be beginning, it could be like, I don't know what the word is for the feeling of, like, we finally got something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because we've had all this exposition going in, right? And then we've even had our, you know, it's like this story inside of other, like, a greater story. But this story has come to an end, but it's actually a beginning, which is like, so that's good. I don't know. That's fitting, because I'm thinking over here, like, I don't know. The only word that comes to my mind is just wizard, Gandalf, awesome, adventure, let's go, like, that's it.
If we want to get a little deeper, I think it's a step.
A step.
It's a step.
Okay.
You know, we've got 8 seasons, right?
Yeah.
And this was just a step.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these episodes, like you said, it's a prologue. It's a step, you know, and that could be a step up. It could be a step down.
Yeah.
It could be a step forward.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a step backwards.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you, Mr. Jones. Be good.
Take care.
Thank you, man. Be safe, all right?
Yep. Yep. See ya. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Yeah. Good to see ya.
Bum-bum-bum. So a step.
But, yeah, a step. Yeah. Just yeah. Some direction. Yeah. You know, hopefully forward.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
But
yeah,
I
yeah.
know that Amazon, I mean, as I said, there's so much stuff on my feed nowadays.
Right.
That I don't think that they're making their money back on the show. I know it's the number one watch show.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because you're going to have people that are going to watch it once, and you're going to have people that are going to watch it for 3 weeks.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
The same episode every day. And right. they're pulling screenshots, and they're stopping, and they're frame analysis. And,
right. That's
you know,
true.
They've got AI watching it at 10 times speed, you know, yes. trying to analyze it, you know.
Yeah.
You got those people, right? So it is going to be the most the watched show. That mm-hmm. just makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're putting so much money in. It's hard for them to go, oh, we made all our money back from this free movie that mm-hmm. we're letting you watch.
Yeah.
Because you give us $4
yeah. Yeah.
a month. right? So,
yeah.
So that my thought is, like we were saying earlier, how much would you pay
oh, yeah.
for a movie?
Yeah.
How much would you pay to have 7-disc set, just like the good old days,
yeah.
where you could put it all in and watch it from beginning to end?
Yeah. And even it's not like we were joking about the extended edition, but even not like to the extent that the trilogy was, but a few extra scenes here and there, like
yeah.
deleted scenes that they put in, nothing like crazy, because somebody made the joke like, well, we just have an extended version of, you know, like it might have been Lane who said, like, nothing happening, just yeah. more of like walking and trekking or whatever, you know,
right.
or something.
More fight scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that was lacking. For a Lord of the Rings, I mean, you have the political, you have the conversational, you have the walk, you have the fight, and you have the political, the conversational. You know, that's the round. And I felt like it was political, conversational,
true.
Conversational, walking, and then, like,
episode
even the episode six yeah. which is all fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I mean, if they can do it with Band of Brothers, taking that show and mm-hmm. turning it into a disc set, I think that this show has a really good potential to, like, as you said, a couple extra scenes, a couple extra fillers,
yeah.
something that helps explain something a little bit better.
Right.
You know? And I want to see production, man.
Yeah,
I want to see
too. That'd be cool.
how they navigated all of this COVID stuff.
Oh, for sure. That was crazy.
On,
that was crazy. They talked, yeah.
And, I mean, they might not do it because they don't want to have people scrutinizing them,
yeah.
you know? I mean, nowadays, if you put anything out, it's for analysis, really.
Yeah.
And for a big company with a lot of eyes, you know, and a lot of big mouths that can talk really loud, you know, they might not want that
out
there.
Yeah, yes, for sure. Yeah.
There were a couple shots where you could tell it was height COVID shot. And I'm like,
oh, for sure, yeah.
They're not comfortable with each other at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were a couple, even of some, I think there were a couple forced perspective shots too, where I could tell that it was forced perspective. Like the set wasn't quite right, or maybe it was just me knowing that they use forced perspective shots. You know, my brain is trained to not be tricked, you know, to look for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, it was really interesting how they did that with Galadriel in the hole where she's being tempted, and they used forced perspective to make her look small, like she was a kid the first time.
Yeah.
And she was, like, looking up to him, and then they, like, turned it, and they're like, see, look, she's lower. But, like, the way that they...
Yeah.
It was like she had shrunk down, like, in her mind. She was seeing it through her child eyes.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, yeah,
that was,
right.
That was cool. That was very unique.
But that's interesting to think about too, how like that, how real world events affected some of the production and the quality and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so
even in the Lord of the Rings, I mean, that's what they had. They had real world events in the Hobbit, and they were behind schedule. And then Peter Jackson went to the hospital.
Yeah.
He was in the hospital for a while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to get picky, during the, script writer and, director commentary for The Hobbit, they had a... Man, you're getting really close to that fire,
man. I know, but that's a great idea. Thanks, Crystal.
I'm going to stay over here now, just for the fact of it. But, I mean, there was an earthquake that happened in New Zealand when they were filming the audio, or recording the audio for the commentary for The Hobbit, and it was Peter Jackson and his script writer. Then they're talking, and they're like, oh, you feel that? That was an earthquake. Ha ha. Which, whoa. I mean, like, as for a guy from Ohio, like, earthquake for me
so.
Is like,
yeah,
no,
like,
man. Like, if the ground starts moving, that's bad.
Lord's but, coming like, back, in my
yeah,
opinion.
I know,
I'm looking
praise
for him.
God, hallelujah.
All right.
You know, but for them, it was like just another day, you know.
You know, low-level earthquake, that's fine. You know, I've
yeah,
experienced
sure,
one
sure.
in Japan.
I mean,
yeah, sorry, totally off topic.
Whoa.
Go. Keep going.
May I touch the hand who has survived an earthquake?
Yeah,
but
yeah, well done,
I mean,
sweetie.
Yeah, as I was saying, like, how much would you pay? Less than $50?
No, I would
more
pay
than $50.
I would pay 50. I would. Yeah, man, I would pay quite a bit.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pay over 100, but I would
what
pay.
What are the collection series going for now? Right now, the Lord of the Rings collector series.
Ooh, I don't know.
You know, that nice green,
yeah.
brown, blue
yeah.
box set.
I don't
of
know.
All Lord of the Rings.
I
it's
don't
expensive.
Even
want to
think
it's
about
like
how much, because I paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't think they're making them anymore. And that's why
yeah.
they're that expensive.
Right. Yeah. No, I would definitely pay a pretty penny, because I think it's beautiful. It's great. It's more Lord of the Rings. I love this, the you know, the verse. I love all of the, like, the fandom and stuff. So for me, I would pay a lot of money for it. I mean,
I would,
if you know, depending on the budget, you know,
yeah,
we'll see.
I mean,
let me run that by you. Let me
not that our wives are looking at us
right.
at all or anything.
Yeah, we're not talking about this in the open or anything.
No,
but,
no, absolutely. I mean, like, I'd spend 5 cents.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's,
you know,
gotta, you know, we gotta get groceries
money
this week.
For my car,
you can
really.
Share, you know, you can wash it.
Yeah,
we can split the cut.
We got halvesies,
man.
That's like 2.5 cents now.
Right, you get it every other weekend. We'll just do like a pickup, and you know, yeah. So,
you don't have some disputes, have to get the lawyer
involved
for some shared custody.
Oh, you'll have to buy you out.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shoot,
oh, man.
Oh, shoot. Oh, this got real. Wow.
Oh, man. That's too close to home, man.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean, yeah, but I think do you think they will do anything like that for more money or something? You know,
I
like,
mean, because
yeah,
this
I
year,
like,
I mean, you never know. With a company, you never know. So, I mean, the goal is.
Straight to streaming platforms.
You're right. They don't. Yeah. They don't take that and make it into DVDs anymore.
Yeah.
That's not a normal thing. But Lord of the Rings has never been a normal thing.
Yeah.
Right.
They know there's crazies out there.
Yeah. And
a lot of the
shows are still making seasons. Like Grey's Anatomy, you probably won't ever get.
That's a TV show.
It's a TV. You're right. But this isn't a TV show, really. It's a story.
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I think there's like a DVD of Stranger Things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think like the really, really big ones you can't.
Man,
some
I knew
people,
I had a good idea.
Well, because, yeah, some people don't want to, they don't get the streaming service. They're just sort of like, where can I, you know, because
right.
back in the day when I used to go to Family Video, okay, good old Family
Ooh,
Video, love yeah. those. People would come in, they would just want to rent it. Like they would want to rent a season. And I wish if you looked at the cost, it's like you could just subscribe to Netflix for a month and binge it or whatever, but they would just go through and rent these different things or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
they're up there, and they would be gone. I'd be like, wow, someone's got season one of whatever it is. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah.
I would
you're
pay.
You're onto something.
I would pay for it.
I would, too.
Oh. Collectible, like you said, with the extra stuff and
yeah.
artwork and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, like special features.
Get in on this yeah. Amazon if you're listening.
Yeah, John Howe. I want to see
mm-hmm.
more of
oh,
what
yeah.
he had
yeah.
for the Rings of Power. I mean, the stuff he had for the Lord of the Rings was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, they made like 15 different versions of Gollum, and all
yeah.
of them were great and
right.
would work. And I think there was only one that didn't.
Yeah.
And seeing that whole creative process of, you know, they walk into the Weta workshop and there's armor and swords and all sorts of stuff, and only like 3 of them ever make it.
Yeah.
You know, and they have these, you know, half designed projects. And that's just, it's so cool to,
yeah.
to look at.
Yeah.
Kind of scary when they add all the wigs and like the masks of all the orcs up there.
That's what I want to
yeah.
see.
I want to see someone like getting into orc makeup and like
yeah.
showing
oh, yeah.
how they do that
yeah.
and like applying the prosthetics and like. That I would pay to watch that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Super interesting.
Also, in the very first episode, when they had the
that's fine.
The forest of the like fallen elves or whatever
oh, yeah.
carved
yes.
into the woods, I'm pretty sure that was hand done. Because if you watch the credits, it said woodworkers in the credits.
Whoa,
and it had
that's
some
cool.
people under there.
So, that's
like,
cool.
I need answers, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was real.
Yeah,
and it wasn't. It wasn't just like Billy Bob Joe and Jim Bob. I mean, it was like 3 pages of woodworkers.
I mean, I didn't notice that. Okay.
Which is, like we said, that's kind of Lord of the Ringsy.
Yeah.
It's Lord of the Ringsy to have, like you said, real prosthetics, real makeup done, you know, instead of being, wear this green mask and this really green tight suit, and we're just going to put everything together.
Right.
You know, post script.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now that you say that, it'd be really cool to see them doing that or working on that. When they did the original like teaser and they did the whole the promo where they poured the rings of thing, so you're like, oh shoot, they're doing that kind of stuff. Like, this is cool. So yeah, more of that would be really neat.
I wonder if when they made the rings, if there was a real metal that was being poured, because when they did the promo, it was. So I wondered if it was actually in that scene as well.
They probably did.
I mean, in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
When they were doing. Smaug's rise from the gold.
Mm-hmm.
It took them like 4 weeks for them to get the gold right, and they were trying. Peter Jackson was, nope, that's not what I don't think that's what gold looks like. I don't feel like that's actual gold. So they went out and they got like $100,000 of like gold shillings, and they videoed and observed how those gold coins moved and shifted.
Dang.
And they said, the rumor is they sold them all, quote unquote, back to, you know, make back some of their profits. But you know, some of those production guys were
so they
like,
got one in the pocket.
Oh, it fell on the ground.
Yeah, that one's
and
messed
it's
up.
In my pocket now. How
and
unfortunate.
And they're listening, and they better call in and write in and let me know they did that. That's wild.
Yeah, but that's how they got the shots.
Dang.
You know, which is very Lord of the Ringsy.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to see it. I want to know all those secrets.
Yeah.
I'm a seeker of knowledge.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. All right, as we wrap up, I'm going to get some here. The Round the Horn, we liked it, right? I think. Are you excited for season 2?
Yes.
Yes. Around the Horn. Yes, excited. Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Always. We're excited. People are excited. They're talking in the garage. And you guys will just have to wait and hear what Lane Smithers thinks about it. All I know is the folks here saw him back there shaking his head, crying, clapping, walking around. He was all sorts of emotions. I think he just loved having everybody here. So it was great. Really great. All right, friends. Well, thanks so much. Just a little fireside chat. And we'll be back with more. Wow, goodness, thank you. Yes, Zach. Yeah.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.